Hey everyone, how everyone doing today? You already know this is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. I have an artist here by the name of Phonetic Wisdom. Hey girl.
Hey, how you doing, Wisdom?
I'm good, baby girl. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I see as how the universe brought Wisdom together.
Right?
So, we basically Wisdom Squared.
Right? That's what's up.
Hammer Wisdom over here. Phonetic Wisdom over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you already know. You already know. Tell everybody where you from.
I'm from Queens, New York. Far Rockaway.
All right, that's what's up. This is the third Queens over here in the building. All right, that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about, man.
I feel like I gotta say Queens and Far Rock, because people, you know, from Queens, you know, treat Far Rock like a whole separate entity and shit. So, it's cool. I'm a rep for both of y'all regardless. And it's whatever.
All right. That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about, baby. See? All right, so you know, you already know Phonetic Wisdom, baby. I got to put you over here because I know that you are you are an activist supporter. You know, you put your face out there. When the activists come and they do what they have to do and they have their events, you're there promoting, you're there being right there next to our people, and you're also part of the younger generation, and I respect you so much. And also, as a young wonderful queen as yourself, you're also a poet. And yes, and I definitely I was watching what you was promoting. What's the event that you promoting right now?
Voices of Black Power. Power with the her.
All right. And what's that event about? Like, what, you know, what's going on?
So it's a showcase and it's a fundraiser, and it's dedicated to Black women who've experienced sexual abuse and trauma in their lives, who've experienced it or maybe experienced it or maybe impacted by it because it happened to someone within their immediate circle or something to that effect. But it's a cause near and dear to me, as I've dealt with it growing up. And I realized that I just always met women who had gone through that and experienced that and never really spoke about it, like brought it up maybe a few times but didn't really acknowledge what really happened. Mm-hmm. And then like me coming to my own realizations of when it happened to me too, it was very difficult. So I wanted to create a space where, you know, Black women felt comfortable to speak that peace, that pain, and that power. And, you know, I wanted it to be artistic and I wanted it to be healing. So I got a few poets, a rapper. I got a girl, she sings, but she does poetry too. You actually met her at the event, Bianca. Bianca Ariel, yeah, Suraj helping me hosted, and she's performing, and you met her as well. And it's actually pretty much like a compilation of the Black women I've met that have empowered me and influenced me, and some of them have experienced that, and I really wanted their contribution to the event artistically. And I'm really excited. I got a live painter, I got a dancer, a violinist. Yeah,
that's what's up. I love that. Where are you located at? Where's the location?
So it's gonna be at 988 Decatur Street in Brooklyn, at the Voodoo Lounge Underground. And it's gonna be real dope. I got a caterer coming through, DJ's coming through. I got a speaker, comedian, because you know these women are gonna cry. I'm gonna have to make them laugh. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta have balance. You know, with these, there's going to be a lot of tears in the room. Mm-hmm. And I feel that. But it's okay because we need to let it out. Mm-hmm. And stop pretending that we don't feel this pain or we've never experienced what's going on around us, you know?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I respect that. What day is it? When is it? Like, tell me the date.
So it's next Wednesday, May 24th. Actually, it's a Thursday. I'm tripping.
It's all right.
Nah, you know what? I'm so, like, I'm so bad with dates. But, like, I had to open my phone for a second. I was like, let me double check so I don't say the wrong date. But it's definitely May 24th from 6 to 10 p.m.
All right, May 24th from 6 to 10 p.m. Make sure y'all go. Whoever's in New York that's listening to this, Voices of Black Power. And for all you black women that, you know, have experienced trauma, have experienced anything, and pretty much just come through and let it out. You know, we out here all together. And I appreciate you, Phonetic Wisdom, for pretty much giving out that energy. For, you know, like I said, this week is Black Excellence, you know, and I had to get a woman activist in here, and you was definitely one of them. And I definitely, of course, you already know, I got to hit you with it. We got to hear a poem, man. We got to hear a poem that's related to, you know, what we just was talking about. So you got to shoot that wisdom. Let's go, baby.
I'm not going to hold you, that poem I never memorized. But I do have something shorter because it's very hard. It's still very hard for me to, like go there without crying. Yeah, it's just, I'm not gonna lie, it's still, the reason I'm doing the event is to allow myself to come to terms with it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I still feel like I haven't totally accepted that it's happened.
I understand that. So, we don't gotta be over here, you know, we here to empower, you know, and we here to pretty much, you know, how can I say, motivate and inspire. So give me a poem that's not going to make you cry, girl, because you're going to make me, you know, drink a Red Bull, fly over there, get some wings, right? So, you know, just do a poem that can also make you happy as well, and that can also, that you feel that was influenced to everyone, as far as everything that you have been, saying lately on the stage. And of course I was creeping, you know, I was watching you.
No, you're not creeping, you're just paying attention.
You know, so I've seen when you have done, I think there was a video, if I'm not mistaken, a last post that was posted up there with you, you know, actually being on the stage, and it was cut short, so I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but
it's on my page. I was just trying to get people to go, you know, get my views up. So I don't know.
I like it though. I like it. Do you remember that one?
I think I know which one you're talking about.
All right.
But I really want to give you a woman's purpose.
Oh, you did. Oh, okay. You know what? If you already had something set up, go ahead, boo-boo. Do your thing, baby.
Yes, okay. I got you. Because this is actually the first poem I ever performed. Mm-hmm. And I performed it in college. And I think it's like a classic for me. And since it's a woman's event, we're going to run with it.
Okay.
Okay. Proceed with caution. She bleeds exhaustingly. She needs a man that breathes life into her body and not a man who confines her soul. A spirit so bright is not meant to die. A woman like that is not petrified by life. She grabs it by the collar, embraces it, and kisses it on the lips. She is earth, wind, fire, and water. Water is flowing, life-giving, filling. She is. She is elemental. Elementary, where did it all begin? With a goddess, God's flesh, she gave birth to the universe. Mother Nature walks with firm breasts, soft lips, and curvy hips. She is first unknown, a fetus in the womb, a girl in a room, a lady in the streets, a woman, not a freak. Feminine energy manifests through her beauty. Nature deems her to be soft and soothing. She is an inspiration, the light bulb of your creativity. She moves you to be moved, but cannot be moved, like a mountain high, strong and beautiful. She flows rivers, sparks flames, grounds trees, and flows rivers. She is vital force, life force, the first life source. lives through me. An extension of the divine unity. Man, woman, and child is sun, moon, and star. But as above, so below. Catch your breath. Nobody yet, catch yourself. Know thyself, knowledge of self, because knowledge is wealth. Mm-hmm. Find your truth. What may be true of you is not true of me, but you and I are one. You and I are the sum of creation. Not the leaves of a tree made to wither, but the upsurge of roots holding on to become one, holding on to the sun. Soak in Ra, feel your ka-ka, that's Egyptian spirit. Mm. No, better yet. The perspective, conquering perception through deception, but I am awakened. I am not on autopilot. I have tuned into reality. And what's still grabbing me is that the majority is tuned into scandal on ABC, but turn a blind eye to scandal in their own community. Community. Time and unity cannot exist without humanity, but humanity waits on revelation. We are all divine, yet incarnate with amnesia into this physical realm of existence, wondering what life is about, wondering what life is without. Purpose.
Wow, that was so beautiful, man. Wow, I definitely can relate to exactly what you're saying. That's very empowering, as far as empowering Black women. Oh my goodness, I already know that event will be good next week. Everybody, you already know who this is. Phonetic Wisdom. Please follow her on Instagram. Phonetic, Phonetic Wisdom. And her Facebook is facebook.com/phoneticwisdom. Yo, Wisdom, thank you so much for putting that energy and letting everybody hear it and giving that inspiration and that motivation for Black women, and also for being that activist supporter. We appreciate you for that. And then on top of that, you're young and you're rich, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sometimes you just made me feel so much younger. Sometimes in my head, I'm just like, damn, I act like I'm 40. Like, I don't got no time.
Nah.
So thank you for reminding me.
Nah, your energy is out there, and everybody's watching, and everybody is looking just like me. And I appreciate you so much, like I said. And definitely that event will be a success. And everybody, you already know who this is. This is Wisdom the Healer. Find me on Instagram, Lioness Queen, LIONIST, Queen 828. Find me on Snapchat, Wisdom with a Z, 828. And you already know what I say. One smile can spread everywhere.